I chanted this over and over again, just as I was instructed by Spirit to do, and it worked. It quelled entirely my ego's former mounting fear of being energetically naked, revealed before a crowd, of being energetically naked, revealed before a crowd. And so when finally the tour was in its third city of this, my first ever solo dance tour, you could hear a pin drop. There was a hush throughout the theater as I danced, within the womb of the theater, as I danced. For I had already been shown, 'twas already explained to me by Spirit silently inside of myself, this. Become unification, it would flow through me as its vehicle. Through my body and emotions, it would speak to the people in the theater. Through me as its innocent vehicle, it would communicate with the people in this theater. For the most precious commodity, it is consciousness. It always exists beyond words and mouths. And so as I danced, Spirit would speak through me, from my belly to the bellies of each person in the audience, from my belly to the bellies of each person in the audience. For Spirit moves in mysterious ways. It is fluid, it is grace. And so all that I needed to do was to warm up my body, to remember the dances and to follow through. Yes, remember the dances and follow through. To this I committed myself completely, even before I was born. To this I committed myself completely before I was even born. And so in Victoria, in Canada, an exquisite, intimate city, the theater it did fill up that night, it filled up to the brim. The long-standing prediction that I would have full houses, it bore truth there on that night. Yes, it bore truth there on that night. It was my favorite configuration of all the theaters I ever danced in. Yes, of all the theaters I ever danced in. For I was surrounded on each of three sides by audience no more than 1 foot away. They sat right up close to the edge of the stage. I could touch them if I wanted to. I could touch them if I wanted to. And my ego, it was not afraid, for it had been prepared for this. Yes, it had been prepared for this. There is one more thing I'm being asked to share with you here. One more thing that I am to share. The morning of my second last performance upon this first most dear solo tour, I awoke in a state of fevered stupor. I could not even get out of bed, no. I could not even rise. I lay there sweating, incapacitated, not by fear this time, for this time it was a trance. A trance so deep I could not raise my body from this bed. My body from this bed. My ego thought, should I cancel tonight's performance? Should I offer people's tickets for to be repaid? For surely this will be no performance if I have so little physical energy. I have so little physical pulse. And yet I knew this, that somehow I would dance. This entire evening I would solo dance. My parents, they had flown again. They were here in this audience, for they had followed this entire tour. Such is their support. Yes, such is their support. In backstage wings, after performances end, I asked of them this. Should I offer for to repay people's tickets? Surely their time this evening, it has been wasted. Their time this evening, surely I wasted it. They replied so promptly, they were flabbergasted by my question, this question emanating from my ego brain. They said with incredulity, what? This is the most powerfully that you have ever danced. This is the most powerfully that you have ever danced. My learning, my lesson of that fair evening, it was this. Never assume that you are failing. Never, ever, ever assume that because your ego, it is not holding on as tightly as it typically does, that somehow this can possibly mean that you are failing. No, to the contrary, my precious love. No, to the contrary, my angel dove. For when your ego it does release, dear, then I can enter you loud and clear. Yes, I can enter you loud and clear. This is why you came here. Do you remember this? This is why, my love, you came. To surrender your ego, for once in a million years to release it, to give it to me again. For to release your ego from its sovereign holding is to allow me to enter you. And when I enter into your house, dear, this is when light can flood in. Yes, this is when light it can flood in. You came here, no matter who you think you are, in your current state of slumbering, you came to serve with me, my friend, to serve the great awakening. You came to serve with me this great awakening. Yes, you came to serve with me the flood. The flood, it is a flood of light. There is nothing in this for you to fear, for light, it is your one salvation. Light, it is what sets you free. Yes, light, it is how you remember me. And as you remember me, you remember all. Yes, as you remember me, you remember all. This is what I have been waiting for. Through all of time, eternity, I have been waiting, oh, so patiently, for you to remember me. For you to remember me. For you will, yes, you will. All of you combined, my friends, you will remember your great mystery, your own seat within the dove, your own seat within the dove. Astronauts, please take your seats. Astronauts, please take your seats. For it is time now. Yes, it is time for you to fly home. Two by two, for you to fly home. Two by two. And as we fly, for we are all together, all of us dimensionally, for there is no energy left out of this great wonder. All is re-embraced. Yes, all it is embraced. So remember now the moral of this story. It is this. Don't think too much. Don't think too much. Don't think too much. And you will be in joy, my friends. And you will be in joy. For as you embrace your ego upward into your heart, not in your head, it can enjoy this sacred journey. Gift it this, my precious friends. Yes, gift it this, my precious friends. Allow your ego to enjoy this most sacred of journeys ever in time. Allow it not to be afraid, for there is no thing in this great universe left for you to fear. All is clear. The path, it is now clear. All is clear. You have clearance now for this great flight. You have clearance now for your flight home.